This is Ian Plessett at Guildford Spectrum. I'm here with Guildford City's manager, Donovan Chisley, after the 3-3 draw with Hawley Town. What were your thoughts on the game? We were winning there, but at half-time, we were very under the cosh at 1-0. They could have been a couple of goals more. A good point or 2 points dropped?
Yeah, I think, like you said, they had the better of the first half and we had the better of the second half. I think if you had to weigh up good chances over the 90 minutes, draw is potentially a fair result. But it's always hard to take when you're 3-2 up with a couple of minutes left. And to gift them a goal in the manner we did wasn't too good. But then again, I'm a set of boys afterwards. It's from where we were at half time and the spirits we showed in the second half and the way we played in the second half was very encouraging, and given that's quite a few new signings in there. We haven't played for over a month, you know, it's a big thing. We haven't played at home for 2 months, so I think more positives than negatives, but yeah, I think a draw at the end of the day is probably a fair result.
I'm not trying to be lazy, but it is quite difficult to ask you your thoughts on everything because it's like the beginning of the season again. We haven't played since Jersey, as you say, a very different team. If they play like that and continue playing like that, the future does look bright, but we've got to depend on the weather and everything.
Yeah,
on that.
I mean, the weather's, but we just got to be strong. We got to keep training and working on what we can do. You can't control the weather, so still a long way to go. Still got 16 games and we're looking to build every week and get stronger and stronger every week. So that's why I was particularly impressed with the second half, because a lot of the things we've been working on came through. I thought there was a lot of good creative play through the thirds. I thought we passed the ball well. I thought we looked a real threat up top with Dan Stewart and Jack up top, and the balance of the team looks a lot better second half. So yeah, I'm more encouraged than looking at the negatives, to be honest.
One thing I have noticed is when we are under the cosh, even when Hawley were on top of us in the first half, we still create chances. We're not always just locked in our own half.
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah, and I think that's a common theme since early December, since I've taken over. Even when we're under the cosh, we still seem to create on the counter attack. I mean, in the first half, I think Jack Knight hit the crossbar, didn't he?
Yeah.
We had one or two other very good chances, but like I said, they had the better of the first half. But it's a good fighting spirit there. You know, we never give in, so that's good to see.
Netball on Wednesday and then away at Bagshotley at Ash. Two games which you probably feel that you want to try and get the best out of it.
Yeah, I'm just going to every game trying to get something out of the game, and that's got to be the attitude, and in the process just try and get better and better. I mean, obviously you're looking at Wednesday, Napier, and that's going to be a tough game here at the Spectrum. They've obviously at the wrong end of the table. They're looking to pick up points. That's not going to be an easy game by any stretch. And then obviously an even tougher match away at Bagshot on a very, very poor pitch.
Gives you a second chance after the League Cup defeat though.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a very experimental team that evening. But yeah, sure, we had the opportunity to look at what they got, Bagshotley, and they are a very good team. So we're going to need to play very well on Saturday to get anything out of that game. But one step at a time, and it's just Napier next. So.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Donovan, and good luck for the week.
Thanks, Ian. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.